Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Butch Davis has not been able to land another head coaching job since he left Carolina and is now an analyst for ESPN. His preseason assignment this week was at Notre Dame, where an academic scandal resulted in the suspension of four players for the Irish's opening game against Rice. Sound familiar? Davis was sent to South Bend and taped a segment with co-analyst Danny Cannell and ESPN anchor Chris Fowler. He was only a minute or so into the segment when Fowler asked the obvious question of Davis. "You went through something like this at North Carolina," Fowler began. "Welcome to the media, Butch." Davis, of course, had more than four players suspended for the 2010 opener against LSU in Atlanta when the UNC academic scandal hit in August. He recalled how his fourth Tar Heel team had a legitimate shot at the national championship before the suspensions eventually dismantled his defense. How painful that must be for Davis, who now had to revisit it on national television. But he did a nice job relating it to what happened here and asked a very good question. As the investigation goes on at Notre Dame, would it be limited to only four football players? Or, like at Carolina, would others be implicated along the way? In a tight subculture like a football program, where the players live, practice, and study together all year long, it would seem difficult that the suspended four did not share what they were doing with others. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly handled it cleanly, compared to that initial deer-in-the-headlights press conference at the Keenan Football Center, presided over by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, while Davis and then-athletic director Dick Bedore sat in stunned silence. They obviously knew how many players were involved, and it was a shock for an athletic program that had been squeaky clean. Notre Dame, of course, has the same reputation, and prior incidents have been treated as exceptions to that rule. When Kelly lost starting quarterback Everett Golson, the high school All-American from Myrtle Beach who originally committed to Carolina before signing with Notre Dame, to something called poor academic judgment last season, it seemed totally unrelated to the head coach. Given his own experience, Davis had to be wondering whether this new development would keep it that way in South Bend. This is Archansky. See ya.